This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the live Sunday edition of the show with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
Speak with Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
You can join us on the radio. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Peakless Mountaineer, you've got a solution to this problem of government policing gone wild. We'll get deeper into that. Plus, our caller did drop off the line. So we've been talking about the shooting of a couple of cops in Los Angeles County, apparently, where ostensibly somebody just approached them on the streets and just
they were sitting in their cruiser in front of the police station, and they walked up to them and shot them.
And whether or not this person has been arrested at this point is not clear, whoever the alleged shooter is. The two officers are in some, living condition, but not a very good, I'm sure, living condition if they were indeed shot in the head, as they were reported to have been.
I mean, this just happened, so they're not going to announce that yet. They're going to notify the family first, so.
Yeah.
We don't know what their condition is.
We don't know. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That, of course, led to the inevitable conversation when Melanie is on the show about how, and again, I'm just going to try to recap your viewpoint, Melanie, that you don't believe that it's a good plan to shoot the police. However, you do believe that it is a fully justified action as far as what you believe the non-aggression principle, which is sort of the bedrock principle of libertarianism, is the idea that you suggest is that because police are constantly aggressing against other people, peaceful people, pulling people over, threatening them, extracting money from them, maybe killing them on occasion, shooting dogs, things like that, you know, just doing horrible things to folks. You basically say as long as somebody dons that uniform, that it should be totally justified to just go ahead and shoot them. Is that right?
So they're continually aggressing, and they're also committing threats to aggress whenever they identify as a cop.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to stop unless they get stopped.
Well, unless they can actually come to a different conclusion, and if you kill them, you're never going to give them the chance to come to a different conclusion about, oh, maybe what I'm doing is wrong.
Okay, but
maybe, you know,
so,
I should stop this and do something productive.
That's not, and I know that you've tried to do this, because while you were being armed robbed that time, you tried to convert the people busting into your house and robbing you.
No, I don't think I did. I'm not sure what
you're
referring to.
That's what you told when you had the FBI raid. You told the KPD you told the KPD that they were... You told me that you told the KPD that they were doing the wrong thing and they needed to stop. And tried to, like, talk
to them. That was during the raid on the... there was a head shop here in town in 2014. And I did admonish KPD during that raid for assisting the DEA in stealing a man's livelihood from his shop.
Okay, well, I might have misunderstood which raid.
In the raid where they raided my studio here, the FBI raided, Keene PD was not inside the house at all. They were outside the entire time, so I didn't have any interaction with Keene PD. But what I did do was I did thank the federal agents for not shooting my dog. So they were, you know, using some restraint. They didn't shoot my wonderful dog, and that would have made me very sad if that had happened. So I told them thank you.
Okay, well, and that's just more of a smart comment than...
No, it was an honest gratitude. Like, I was really happy that these armed men, who many of them have a tendency to shoot a dog, all they have to do is claim that they felt that their life was in danger.
Just wanted to know, I appreciate you using lube.
Well, look, I try to communicate to these guys when they're doing something wrong, that they're doing something wrong. But if they're doing something that's less wrong, or they're doing something right for, you know, on the rare occasion that they're, you know, going after a real bad guy or something like that, I will thank them for doing the right thing. Like, hey, Thanks for going after a rapist. Thanks for going after that murderer. I'm glad you're spending your time going after a real criminal than somebody who might be selling a bag of weed or walking downtown with an open container of alcohol.
Yeah, and going after rapists and murderers is commendable activity.
Right. And as I said before, if that's all these guys were doing, then no one would care. Right. I don't think there would be a big protest.
Yeah.
I don't think there would ever be a protest against them if that's all that they were doing. But it's not.
Yeah, but the point is, that's not how most people are going to respond, and that's not a necessary... If someone is actively aggressing against you in a serious way, not stealing your paperclip or grabbing a cup of tap water or what, like, a serious aggression, stealing half your income, pulling you over and making death threats on the side of the road for the fun of it.
Is it okay to go ahead and put a bullet in the head of an IRS agent if you see them walking around?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I just...
Well, philosophically and morally speaking, I don't know any consistent argument against it. As a practical matter, I don't think that's going to get the response that you want.
We do not have...
And not just for your own life, but, like, for civilization, for your society, I don't think that's going to move us in a positive direction.
I totally agree with you, and that's enough of a principled statement alone to say
that's not a principled statement, that's a strategic statement. We do not have enough of support to be able to do it.
Well, the principle is that you don't go around blasting your way to a societal change. That's the principle. The principle is that you should do something more intellectual to try to bring somebody on board with...
You would agree that there are exceptions to that, though, wouldn't you? I mean, getting free of the British Empire was largely accomplished from blasting redcoats in the face.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that at times it certainly does appear that violence was the solution, but that's only because we don't know what would have happened if other options were played into effect.
Well, so. But here's the question. Is that a moral argument or a strategic argument? Because I would definitely say that, well, it definitely worked strategically. That's a historical fact. No longer part of the British Empire. But, I mean, would you see that as an immoral act?
It's not immoral to use defense, you know, violence in defense. I think that what Melanie is advocating...
If they had no badges, and it was somebody who every Monday, and this is not a regular cop schedule, I get that, but if every, you know, Tuesday through Saturday... 9 to 6, they went around robbing stores, breaking into people's houses. Once a year, they threw a grenade through a random window. They accosted people on the side of the road and held them hostage till they felt like it. But they didn't have a badge, and this person just kept doing it and announced their intention to continue doing it. Would you have a problem with taking that person out?
I generally don't think violence is the solution. I think that in the instance of the act happening, I think you have a right to defend yourself. But later on, I don't think
that
you do.
But it's not later on. It's continuing.
Right, but that person could change their mind.
Yeah, but that's the future. We're talking about a current...
But if the person says that they're going to keep doing the thing, then, okay, you may have a justified excuse in that particular case. But what if they change their mind? What if they've come to a conclusion before they decided to go on their next round of...
What if somebody's beating you to death right now, but next week they're going to change their mind? That means you can't shoot them now? Like, you have to deal with what is currently happening. If you're going around shooting retired cops, that's an issue.
What was currently happening was that those cops were sitting in their cruiser.
That is not...
Well,
Not going to go home and play chess. They were going to go out and aggress against people.
I would like to open that part of it up just for a second, because, I mean, this is something that people see and accept without really thinking about, is what exactly is happening when there is a uniformed police officer sitting in a cruiser. And one of the things that is happening there is that there is an unspoken threat of violence in every interaction that is based upon that circumstance.
No doubt.
If they speak to you, there is a very well-known fact that they might end up kidnapping you, and if you don't act the way that they want you to act, they might kill you.
It's not even if they speak to you. If they're present, then that's a threat of violence to everyone that they can see. It is a credible threat of violence to everyone they can see.
Yeah, I mean, you guys do make strong arguments. There's no doubt about it. I just, I think it's
now I will say that
inhumane,
I would say,
honestly, to just go around and kill somebody if not in the
ideally,
act of killing.
Ideally, even from a moral and philosophical standpoint, ideally, I would say have a trial just to recognize the humanity of these people before you end their life.
That is so much more resource intensive to capture and keep them than it is to just neutralize the threat.
Well, I'm not suggesting capturing and keeping. I'm just saying having a fact-finding trial that we can acknowledge their moral agency before deciding on this court.
The toll-free number is 855-450 Free Like Freedom. You can weigh in. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options. Perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. free. Bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE. In the third hour here, you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Melanie in the studio. And if you've got a WordPress website that's running WooCommerce, then you can now start accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV easily by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress WooCommerce install. So if you already have one of these WooCommerce stores, it's a very popular plugin for WordPress, which on its own is a very popular website management system, if you've already got stuff for sale, then you just plug this AnyPay thing in, you put your AnyPay email address in there, and boom, you're already accepting crypto. It's that easy. And signing up for an AnyPay account takes just moments. It's super fast. There's nobody you have to beg for approval. You don't have to wait on some bureaucrat to approve a form or whatever. You just go to AnyPayInc.com, get started, create an account there, AnyPayInc.com. Whether you got a WordPress WooCommerce setup or your real-life business, a brick-and-mortar location, selling products, AnyPay can hook you up with some really excellent point-of-sale software that makes it easy to accept cryptocurrency. It's AnyPayInc.com. Again, if you're in your WordPress settings, just go to the Add Plugins, search for AnyPay, and you will find it there. We go to your calls and thoughts. We can continue here because we have to get to the solution as well. I know you had a solution to offer, and I like that. But first, we go to Josh is in Tennessee, listening to WGOW there in Chattanooga.
Yeah,
Josh?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had a question. I was wanting to talk to Melody. I'm just trying to clarify. She's justifying the death of police officers as an act of going against aggression. Is that what she's saying?
It's not aggression. It is, I would say, it's self-defense.
Well, okay. It's an act of going against aggression. Your argument is that the police, by their nature, are aggressing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm a police officer.
Okay.
And here's my issue with that. So you're justifying, if I died right now, if somebody walked up as I'm sitting in my patrol car, you're justifying that as going against an act of aggression. Or, well, you didn't say aggression, but that would be justified.
Yeah, you would be the aggressor in that scenario, yes.
For me sitting here.
No, for you being a cop.
Okay. So just because I do my job, that'd be like me saying your death would be justified because you talk on the radio, right?
Well, if your job is a hitman, then it is an third-party self-defense to do your job.
You go after people for their jobs all the time, though.
No, I work for the state who sets laws in place, and my job is to enforce it.
Right, and some other people's job is to sell drugs or to be a prostitute or to run a small business and not give you a cut. And you go after them, correct?
I don't want a cut.
Well, you as in the state.
I mean,
I'm asking for the violence that ensues with drugs and...
But it's their job to sell drugs, and you go after them for their job. So the fact that somebody gets paid to do something does not therefore justify the underlying action.
Okay, well, here's the issue that I'm having here is that you're saying that I'm an aggressor just because I put a badge on.
Yeah, because in the common understanding of what that symbol means, it means that you are a police officer, and what a police officer is somebody who goes around committing aggression all the time. So you're communicating that that's what you are.
This is, I want to just interrupt here for a moment, Josh. This is why I think that your position is so cold, Melanie. I mean, you don't even understand that what Josh is doing from his perspective, he doesn't even understand what you're saying. He's just stripping him of agency, and he is an adult. That doesn't mean it's impossible for him to understand it, but from his perspective, he's just doing his job as a police officer, and he's gotten hired to enforce these laws. He may not agree with all of them, but that's the job that he's doing.
Like, you get how that's worse.
I understand that. I'm not making a judgment on him right now. I'm just observing what is. And what is, despite the last hour and a half or whatever of us talking about this, now I'm not saying he was listening to the whole thing, but he's listened to enough of it, he didn't understand what you were even saying about why his job is inherently aggressive. I get it. But I'm a libertarian, so like I've been versed in these sorts of things.
And I think I can explain part of that perspective. So, John, was it John or Josh?
But before you go on with the explanation, my point is she's not willing to do it, but she's justifying the act of going up and just pulling a trigger on some random cop on the streets and calling it self-defense. These guys don't even understand, and there's plenty of other people out there who have no idea what that even means. You've never even given these people a chance to understand. You've never given them a chance to really consider what they've been doing and possibly change their minds about it. You're just like, oh, well, you've got this job, so you deserve to die. Well, and that is as cold as it gets.
I think I can explain part of the perspective, at least. So, I mean, when people interact with me, just walking about my day, talking to a person on the street, there is an underlying expectation that all of this will be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as an officer, when you interact with people, there is an underlying expectation that if the wrong thing is said or done, you will abduct them to a cold cell with bars. And if they don't let you do that, you may kill them.
No.
You don't think that's an underlying expectation of people interacting with the police, that they may be arrested?
If your expectation is that if you refuse to go with me, that I'm going to kill you, then that's idiotic. Now, so
no one gets shot for resisting arrest.
Exactly. That's
no one gets shot for that.
Okay, I'm not saying no one has. I can only speak for myself, from my point of view.
But if they resist arrest, okay.
Hold on. I really want to hear this. So, in your experience, what does happen when people resist arrest?
Okay, when I've encountered people that resist, there have been, you have the use of force policy. Now, I've never pulled a firearm on somebody without being met with that, or a knife or something of that could cause me bodily injury. aggression with aggression.
Right, but there is the escalation that will occur if they continue to successfully resist your arrest can ultimately lead to their death.
I've never been taught that just because somebody refuses to go with me to shoot them. That's never been issued.
You're right. I was skipping the escalation step, but you will use force to kidnap them. And if they don't go peaceably, you will use more force. And if they're still effective at refusing to be arrested, you will increase the amount of force that you're using. And if they continue to be unarrestable, you will have to kill them.
No. I'm not going to kill someone just because they refuse to go to jail.
Well,
now, if you point a gun at me, then...
So if you're completely incapable of stopping them, of arresting them, then what will happen? They will just go on about their life?
No, I mean, eventually a backup's going to arrive and they're going to go to jail. I don't know how you resist to that degree.
Well, yeah, right. More men are going to show up and pile on, and then that's going to be enough, and they're going to get you without killing you.
That's what he's saying.
He's trained to not try to avoid killing. If somehow
they are still unarrested, they will die.
Well, I think Josh is going to continue to deny that because that's his training. And, Josh, if you want to hang on, I know you're probably on the job. It's up to you. If you want to stand by, we'll bring you back. I understand if you got to go. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters battling blazes in the West are making some progress. Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
Now we have a blowtorch over our states in the West, which is climate change. And we know that climate change is making fires start easier, spread faster, and intensify.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti on CNN.
We need much more help. When we have firefighters dying on the line and Washington refuses to help states and refuses to help local governments that are the first responders to emergencies like this, it's unconscionable. So instead of hitting the golf course or going on vacation, the President and Congress respectively should sit down this week and finally make sure that there is assistance for these brave men and women who are protecting our lives and protecting our property.
So far, the wildfires have taken the lives of at least 33 people. This is USA Radio News. The Louisiana coast is bracing for Tropical Storm Sally. The storm is dumping tons of rain on parts of Florida. Governor John Bel Edwards is warning residents of the heavy rains and strong winds which lie ahead.
We have every reason to believe that this storm represents a very significant threat to the people of southeast Louisiana.
Experts predict it could become a hurricane by late Monday. The president is campaigning in Nevada. He held a rally for Latinos at an event in Las Vegas. Very few people wore masks due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Joe Biden has spent 47 years betraying the Hispanic American community totally, sending their jobs to China, raising taxes on their family and small businesses, making their communities less safe, attacking their values and trapping their children in failing government schools.
The president is scheduled to visit California to see wildfire damages on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Of course, when these topics happen, it tends to be this topic, and that's it for the rest of the show. But you still can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a life and death matter, and that is the idea of the police, the monopoly on violence, as Barack Obama, I think, once put it correctly, mm-hmm. about what the state is and what the
government
is.
George Washington, too.
Yep, it is a monopoly on violence. And when you have a monopoly on any sort of product or service, you tend to get really bad service. You tend to get a crappy product. And the people who are offering that product just don't care what you think about it. Because
you pay a lot more than you would otherwise.
Yeah, because you're going to pay them, or else they're going to send men with guns to your house, and they will use an escalating amount of violence on you to, until you give up and do what they say. And it's not something that's okay. It's not something that I support, but on the other hand, I also don't support what Melanie's talking about, which is just going around and blasting the police where they sit or stand.
Well, you don't support what I'm talking about, which is being forthright about what the NAP does and does not.
The NAP is the non-aggression principle.
Does and does not prohibit, just because something is... I mean, do you think that it's possible for something to not be a NAP violation, but also be a really bad plan?
Yeah, absolutely. Like racism.
Right.
So then why is this a problem?
Why is what a problem?
The fact that it's a really bad idea to open fire on them right now. because we don't have the support for it.
You do seem to consider this not just a bad idea, but morally incorrect.
Yeah, it feels wrong.
Morally incorrect is correct is even overplaying your hand, because I think that things can be morally incorrect without being aggression.
I don't, actually. I don't think anything can be immoral and not be a violation of the zero aggression.
Okay, well, at least I think immoral is a vague term, whereas non-aggression is not.
Well, people define morality differently, so that's definitely going to be a sticking point for some folks. But I want to get back to the phones here and your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Cindy. She's in Texas. Cindy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Pecos Mountaineer and Melanie.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Cindy.
Tonight's the first time I've listened to y'all's program. We're traveling across the nation right now, and I'm a forensic psychologist with 30 years experience. I've worked in the juvenile prisons, the adult prisons, and the state mental hospitals, just to give you some background as to where my views and opinions are based. A couple of things that really concern me, straight up and straightforward. Until you have treated and interacted with true sociopaths who commit crime, who live their lives on the other side of the law, you don't have a true perspective of what's shaping your opinions. And I'm very concerned about some of the opinions being expressed tonight, because perception defines reality, and the reality that some of y'all are expressing is not backed up by facts, by statistics.
Specifically what?
That the police are just going to shoot and kill you if you don't cooperate. I have a brother.
Well, I do apologize for skipping directly to that. What I meant to express by that is that they will escalate force until you comply or die.
In most situations, that is correct. Mm-hmm. But we escalate force in other situations as well. When someone is actively psychotic in a mental hospital, we escalate force to gain control so they don't harm themselves or others.
And actively psychotic, you mean aggressive behavior, right?
Yes.
Right.
And so those are real issues. I mean, I have a brother and brother-in-law who are career law enforcement. I have friends who have 50 years experience in law enforcement. Our sheriff just retired. I mean, those people have never shot and killed anyone, even though they have a career in law enforcement.
Sure, but how many peaceful people have they put behind bars?
What does that mean?
Peaceful people, meaning people who have not actually harmed another human being.
I don't have that information.
I bet you it's some of them.
But you're not able to say zero is the problem.
Right. I bet you it's more than a handful.
Problem. Let me explain to you why it's not a problem. Because rarely is the case that someone who has not committed a crime ever put behind bars. Every now and then.
Well, we're not talking about crime.
I didn't say they didn't commit a crime.
We're talking about peaceful behavior or aggressive behavior.
And I can say of all my friends that they have put zero people in jail who weren't committing aggression.
Let me challenge your thought process. Most pedophiles are peaceful.
No,
they are not.
By definition.
No, yes, except
raping children is violent behavior.
But if we go to arrest them and they're being peaceful.
No, I don't think you understand what we're talking about here, Cindy. So if somebody has committed a violent act, which rape is a violent act, it's an act of power and violence over another human being, whatever their age is, then those people need to be brought to some form of justice. Now, what that should look like in the future, that's another discussion to have, but that's not a peaceful act, and just because the person doesn't attack the police when they come and arrest them doesn't mean that they're a peaceful person. They raped somebody, allegedly. So, you know, you just got rid of your rights. You threw your rights out the window. I'm talking about peaceful people who have not harmed another human being. Here's an example, a prostitute. Here's another example, somebody who is, gambling in a poker game, somebody who was selling a bag of marijuana, somebody who was selling some heroin, somebody who was buying or possessing those things.
Somebody who was opening a restaurant during the lockdown.
Yeah, these are all peaceful people that the police have been targeting for decades. So the people that you know, surely they have been arresting people like that, right?
And I have been treating people like that because 90% of the people, all of those people that you just listed, the act of their immediate crime that they're committing, quote, in your definition, isn't harming anyone. But in reality, it is. And those individuals do harm others. So we have a fundamental difference.
Well, then put the victim on the stand.
Well, let's take a very specific, simple case. This person has a quantity of marijuana. They just have possession of marijuana. Now, they are committing a crime by your definition, but they're certainly not harming anyone by that action. Why does that person deserve to be put in jail?
Because it is contributing to organized crime, which doesn't just
you know why it's contributing to organized crime? Because it's illegal. If it was legal, you could get it at 7-Eleven and Walmart.
Melanie, I spent an entire career in the forensic field, and it's not just the marijuana that contributes to organized crime. You can legalize everything, and it's still going to be organized crime.
How is the organized crime going to fund itself if everything is legal?
Because there's a black market. There's a black market for illegal things.
Well, there's only a black market for illegal things.
That's not true. No,
actually,
that's not true at all. There's a black market for cigarettes. There's a black market for prescription.
For untaxed cigarettes, which are illegal.
Yeah, so again, you're talking about prescription drugs. There's an incredible system of control that is exerted over prescription drugs. So what we would be talking about would be where there would be no restrictions on what one person could possess, whether they be prescription drugs or cigarettes or whatever. So if I go out and I want to make whatever prescription drug we're talking about, hydrocodone or oxycodone, and if I buy it from somebody on the street, that's a completely consensual act. The reason I had to buy it from somebody on the street was because I couldn't get it through a doctor or whatever. I couldn't go through the channels, or maybe I don't want to go through the legal channels to do that. And I understand that if you've worked in a thing for 50 years, you don't want to come to the conclusion that the job that you did might have actually been somewhat counterproductive or immoral or something like that. I can understand that that would be a fairly large cognitive dissonance block on being able to understand what we're talking about here. And Cindy, I wish we had more time, but I want to make sure we get a chance to get some of these other callers on. Feel free to call back another night. We can discuss it further. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you get your call in now, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump in there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Different subjects are being discussed, different topics in different rooms. There's one that I made yesterday for Aria for Sheriff, since there's a lot of news about that. Figured it needed its own room for discussion, so you can get on in there and talk to people pretty much around the clock. It's Ian Pekles Mountaineer and Melanie in the studio tonight. And before we get back into the calls here, Pekles, you had a solution that you definitely wanted to get out here tonight. So
yeah, our first solution has pretty much been like our standard operating procedure with, let's say, limited success in changing people's minds. And you saw a lot of the difficulty in the new perspective from our callers, but right. I have a completely different way of doing it as well. So as long as the government is able to print money, it will continue to pay these people for terrible service.
Yes, it will.
On the other hand, if we start using cryptocurrency, if cryptocurrency becomes the primary means of exchange, then they lose the capacity to print money to pay these people with. Then they have to actually start offering service that people want to give their money for.
Well, now, hold on. The city of Keene doesn't print money. And they pay their cops.
They do pay their cops.
The state of New Hampshire doesn't print money.
And
they pay their cops.
If someone shot a Keene police officer in the face, it would probably become more expensive to hire police here because it's a more dangerous job. But
you might get even more dangerous cops.
Right.
As a result.
And the federal government is likely to step in if necessary to pay for those expenses to make sure that there continue to be police in a city that wants one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying they do print the money, but they work for the people that do, who have a vested interest in making sure those cops continue to exist. So as long as they can keep printing this money on a federal level, the federal government will make sure that there are police in the towns that want them.
Sure, and they are giving grants currently. There was the Keene Police received multiple grants from the federal government over just the last couple of decades to do things like hire more cops or to purchase a Bearcat, which is an armored personnel carrier that they have here. So certainly the federal connection to the big money and the military equipment is a major negative force on community policing. But even if the federal government were to be completely ineffective and their money were to wither up and die, the local cops would still be wanting to enforce things like property taxes. And if all of a sudden people went to Bitcoin for their money instead of the dollar, then you'd probably start seeing the state demanding taxes in Bitcoin.
Which is more difficult to do. So, I mean,
you have a bunch of obedient people around who will do everything that they're told.
Well, when you're getting U.S. dollars through a corporation, which is how most people earn their living.
That's right.
It is very easy to just take a chunk out of their paycheck however mm-hmm. often they have their paycheck. If, on the other hand, people have sole knowledge of their own accounts and they have to willingly give that up, sure, some people will willingly give that up.
However, how all the property taxes are paid. There's always a check you got to cut to the county treasurer or whatever in order to keep the men with guns from coming and taking your house from you. So I'm not against what you're saying, Lee. It's just not going to solve the problem. The problem is obedience. You know, it doesn't matter what the money is. As long as people are doing what they're told, they're going to keep being told what to do, and they're going to keep being told how much to pay. And it's going to keep going up year after year.
Well, it becomes a lot more optional in that circumstance, though.
But it doesn't, because the men with guns will come to your home and take it from you.
So rent.
Well, then they can take it from the owner of that home if the owner decides that he's, like, a free person and doesn't want to pay this criminal gang.
And as we want to pay them less and less because they're doing a terrible job, mm-hmm. there will be fewer and fewer people who are willing to pay the money. And
that's
they actually gain the power to stop paying.
But that's the key.
Because right now, you physically cannot stop yourself from paying taxes in most circumstances.
In the case of property taxes, you can. Just don't cut the check. And then what they will do is they will do a tax deed on your home. They'll take it into their own possession legally, and they will then sell it at auction to the highest bidder. And then they will say, this house now belongs to so-and-so who just bid on it and won the auction. And then they will say, you are being evicted.
Yeah, and imagine what property taxes are going to look like when you can't get federal grants to buy Bearcats and bullets and horses.
They'll go up.
Right.
And look, that's the thing. You have to have someone who's willing to say no.
And eventually and you're going to have someone who is willing to offer protection of your home at a lower price than you're paying for the new property taxes.
That would be nice, but unfortunately, again, we're not there yet.
Well, yeah,
we're
that's because the price isn't that high.
We're not to the point of people willing. People are mad about the government. They're frustrated in a lot of cases with the government. They're afraid of the government. I was just at a local bar this evening that had been pretty cool with not requiring masks, but now is not so cool anymore about it, and they're starting to hassle people over it. And I spoke with the owner of the bar, and he says the liquor department is in every single night now. Apparently the government here in New Hampshire has been cracking down on college towns specifically because they're afraid that there's going to be some COVID breakout at a college. And so they've decided they're going to crack down on bar owners and start mandating that bar owners be Johnny on the spot and jumping down people's throats about wearing a damn mask when they get up from their seat. So they're going to lose our business as a result of that. And there aren't very many other places to go. My point is people are very obedient. And they are doing what they are told when they're told to do it. We don't even have people willing to push back against masks in any significant number. We're nowhere near having a point where people are willing to actually not pay property taxes, whether it be in Bitcoin or whether it be in U.S. dollars. I wish we were to that point, but even most libertarians aren't willing to go that far. They're not willing to take a personal risk to actually have more freedom. And until people are willing to take a risk, we're never going to have it. Because you have to be willing to take a risk in order to get the change that you want to see in the world. You have to be willing to stand up and refuse to obey.
And it has to be to
the
point where it's a risk, not a 100% guaranteed failure rate.
No doubt.
And that's where we're at
where right you're guaranteed
now.
To fail.
And that's what I'm saying will be possible when we move away from the U.S. dollar.
But you
and I'm guaranteed. Not talking specifically about property taxes, because you can avoid property taxes by not having property. You as an individual can do that.
No, you can't.
Cannot,
you're still
however,
paying them. You're just not cutting the check.
You can avoid them. There are ways to do it.
If you're renting, that money is going to property taxes. Now, you're not cutting the check, so you're not technically paying them. But if you weren't renting, then, if you're living out in the woods, okay, you're going to avoid property taxes.
Roughly half of my rent is property
tax. It's going to property
tax. I know that because you can look it
absolutely.
Up as public record.
I want to get Robbie on the line here. He's been waiting patiently in New Hampshire, listening online. Go ahead, Robbie. Hello?
Yes, Lee, I'd like to make a strong argument as to why you're a terrible person.
How the hell are you on hold
people.
On two lines?
Because you're skipping my line, you liar and loser.
Well, you don't get to just lie about who you are and get on the air like that, and I'm just going to go ahead and hang up. See, he actually called on two phone lines.
I'm not surprised.
One in which he used his real name, and the other one, that one. Let's go to Mentos instead.
I don't even have two phones.
Mentos, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Mentos, in the Discord. We had him earlier. He was there when I screened his call. Mentos, going once, going twice. David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're down to a moment, so let me join in what you're talking about, which ties into what I was going to talk about anyway. The state of New Mexico, through its court system, destroyed me so thoroughly that I don't pay this government any taxes whatsoever. Beyond and further, I cost this government tens of thousands of dollars every year. And so if
thank you for your service.
You're welcome. And I didn't do it voluntarily. At the peak of my life, I was an airline pilot. So I was on a track to make $300,000 a year. And then that got knocked down due to various different events. But, $100,000+ a year, paying half of that in taxes to the government. Mm. Instead, the government pays, almost as much to me, because they damaged me as I would have been paying to them in taxes. So you take those two amounts, the difference is $60,000-$80,000 a year is what the difference would be if my government hadn't destroyed me. But the point is what I learned in being destroyed by my government, meaning by the state of New Mexico court system, family and children's courts, Judge John J. Romero Jr., just throw that in there. But what I've learned by being destroyed by my government is one plan of action that where people can destroy their government slowly over time, because not everybody's going to jump on board it at one time, but it basically comes down to living similar to what I do now, only voluntarily instead of because you were destroyed by your government like I was. And the model, once again, is people like the Mormons and the Amish and the Mennonites and so on. They live separately and they do business amongst themselves, and they learn to have really good lives on lesser amounts of money.
That's a great point, by the way, David, bringing up the Amish, for instance. These are folks who do a lot of non-cooperation as a community. They say, we're not going to put your license plates on.
And manage to avoid income tax.
And we're not going to pay income tax, and we're not going to pay Social Security tax, and we're not going to obey your regulations, and that's where the strength of community and numbers and disobedience comes in. Just a few little disobedient steps can give people a lot of courage. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime. Free Talk.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.